got a lot done this morning. We did a lot of situational work. As you could see, there was a lot of third down work. At the end, we did some more two-minute situations with a lot of different personnel in there. And so, a good day.
Hello, welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton with your training camp update for August 20th. It was another beautiful day in Berea as the team took to the field for today's morning practice. One player who stood out during the team's situational period was defensive back David Sims.
You know, he made an interception today, which was good. He's challenging, he's physical, and he's really made a huge amount of progress in the time that we've been together. So I'm hopeful that it'll continue here in the next two preseason games, because that's the kind of thing you want to see for a guy to make the team. You know, he's got to flash and he's got to make plays, and to his credit, he's done that.
Sims spoke to the media about how to be able to translate good practice work into production out on the field.
I had to develop over the years to be a practice player so I could, you know, take that to the game. And, you know, I always made plays in the game. You know, I always show up in the game. So, you know, I do better in practice. I do better in the game. Oh, the one in Detroit, I almost fell on that play, you know, and I had to catch my balance, and I just, you know, tried to make a play on the ball, just stuck my hand out and, you know, stay with it.
And they have intercepted the ball inside the 30-yard line. As the Browns pick it off, David Sims got it with 9 seconds left to go.
I was just like, I'm going to light this man up. You know, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to make a big hit, and he fell. And I was just, then my eyes lit up, and I was like, oh, okay.
Jacobs back there, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by David Sims, and he's off to the races. Sims in the end zone, touchdown.
Another player to stand out in today's practice, as well as the entire preseason, is tight end Jordan Cameron. Coach Shermer spoke about his focus in training camp.
Improving. I think that's one of the things he's focused on quite a bit, and he's getting better. You know, important thing for the tight end is to use your feet properly and, you know, right hand placement and all that. And I think he's a good enough athlete to do that. And at that point, when the defender tries to separate, then you got to use your athletic ability to kind of keep you on the block. And he has all those things, and he's getting better.
Just the overall technique, the little things, you know, getting the feet right and the hands right and where to go in the run game, and kind of just the little things in the route running too. All, you know, with the reading the coverage and looking at the defenses and seeing the secondary and kind of getting a bigger picture, you know, not just know what I do, but what everyone else does, so I know where to fit in the concept, you know.
Earlier this morning, rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon was featured on NFL Network's new morning show, NFL AM. Here's a look back at that interview.
Good morning, Brandon. Let's start at the beginning of training camp. Were you surprised to be named starter over Colt McCoy before you even got into the regular season of your rookie year?
Well, you know, I didn't know. You know, I think, you know, I was excited about, you know, just getting in here to camp and learning this system and being around the guys. You know, I think all that stuff was going to take care of itself. You know, I think more importantly, you know, I was more curious to see how my role was going to be with this team, and from there on, you know, it became a battle between me and Cole, and it kind of got publicized. But, you know, we didn't look at it that way. We kind of approached it you know, how we can make this team better, and whoever the guy is, you know, that's kind of our job, is to make this football team win more games.
We don't want to get too deep on a Monday, but what have you learned about yourself and the rest of the NFL after a pair of preseason games?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough league. I mean, I think, you know, coming from college, obviously, you know, all 11 guys can really play, can really run, and I think you can't discount that. But I think if you look at my week one performance, I feel a lot more comfortable week two against the Packers. You know, I think, you know, like I said, there's just very little margin for error, and I think you got to be so precise in everything you do. And like I said, if I can get better each and every week, you know, that's my main goal. And if that happens, you know, fortunately, we should win a lot of football games.
Browns fans, for all your latest training camp news and to watch the full NFL AM interview with rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon, check back to the video section on ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
Browns fans, unite with the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app and the new official iPad app. Both are available for a free download. The official mobile app and iPad app allow you to stay connected to your favorite team through news, team information, photos, and exclusive live video and audio streaming on the go. Unite! Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.